The first major tennis tournament of the new year began today in Melbourne. The Australian Open Tennis Championship opened its annual two-week run, with the top seeds going to Gustavo Kuerten and Martina Hingis. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Gustavo Kuerten?
Yes, the French Open champion. And he also won the last tournament of the year, the season-ending championship. And as a result, he finished the season ranked number one because the men last year installed a new ranking system where everybody begins the year at zero, much the way they do it in every other sport on the planet, but tennis has never done it that way. They sort of had a lifetime achievement ranking system. I think Don Budge was ranked in the top 20 until 3 or 4 years ago under the old system, but under the new system, you are ranked based upon your current play and your current merit, and Gustavo Kuerten was the best player over the course of the entire year.
The old system sounds like marketing rather than merit.
Well, exactly, and that's why it would allow players like Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi, who've obviously been the best players over the last 10 years, to remain ranked number one, number two, number three, even if they hadn't done much during the course of a year. And it also allowed TV to sort of pump up the ratings by keeping these guys at the top of the seedings. But it was not a fair system. This may not produce bigger names at the top, per se, but it will produce the best players at the top.
Well, if you're the number one seed in the tournament, you're expected to win it.
Yes, and Gustavo Kuerten will not win the Australian Open because his best surface is clay. That's the other problem tennis has, but you can't do anything about the fact that they play on three different surfaces during the course of the year. And the favorites going in are probably Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras, but interestingly, they are seeded because of this new system to meet each other in the quarterfinals if they don't get upset. There's no way they can play in the semis or the final. They would play in the quarterfinals, and obviously only one of them at most can advance to the final. So if you're really interested in seeing Agassi play Sampras, sometime next Tuesday night, you'll have to stay up till about 2 o'clock in the morning to watch.
And Hingis is number one?
This is the lifetime achievement system on the women's side. Martina Hingis did not win a major title last year. Venus Williams won Wimbledon and won the U.S. Open. And yet, under the women's ranking system, she's only ranked number three, and Martina Hingis is still ranked number one.
The Williams sisters haven't played much tennis lately.
No, they really haven't, not since the Olympics. They've sort of taken off. The only news they made was when Venus Williams signed that $40 million Reebok contract last month. But the thing about women's tennis is it still doesn't have the same depth as men's tennis. So coming into an event like this, you're not as vulnerable to a first or second round upset as you might be on the men's side, and they can sort of play their way into the event without fear of an early upset.
And McEnroe is still captain of the U.S. Davis Cup team.
That is correct. Patrick McEnroe, John's younger brother, is now the Davis Cup captain. John threw up his hands after 1 year, surprised he would be impatient, and said, "I can't deal with these people anymore," which is very ironic. John McEnroe, disgusted with spoiled tennis players, quit as Davis Cup captain, and now his younger, more patient brother, Patrick, is the Davis Cup captain, and I think he'll do a very good job.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.